Welcome to Time with Abba, the Professional Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 9th, Sunday, 2020, Day 40. Today's topic, to give or to betray. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 22 verses 19 to 31, Exodus chapter 29 verse 1 to chapter 30 verse 10, Matthew chapter 26 verses 14 to 46, Proverbs 8. Verses 14 to 26. Today's main passage. Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 to 28. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is to give or to betray. What I have received today are two paths in front of us. The first one is the path towards life. The second one is the path towards death. What Jesus walked and how he taught us as the model is the give and to love path towards life. This path will lead us to be able to claim God's promise of salvation in the midst of peril, danger, just as what David experienced as in Psalm 22. This path towards life led Jesus to have that kind of peace of the presence of God that he could teach his apostles right before his crucifixion of the four actions and steps of Eucharist. The first one, take. Second, bless. Third, break. Four, give. Take, bless, break, give. Today's Exodus gives us a similar message that if the Israelites are willing to give their burnt offerings to God, and then God will meet with them personally and God's glory will be revealed. Contrary, what Judas did was a path of take and to betray, towards death. In fact, Jesus gave him the last chance in today's passage, but Judas insisted on walking his own path towards death to betray Jesus, and at the end, it was really a path of death. May you be able to meet God each day and in his glory because you are willing to give and to love. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to meet with you each day. And in your glory. Because we are willing to give and to love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of attitude are you having for being a Christian? More give and to love or more take? How can you be able to walk in the give and to love path of life daily, but not the take and to betray path of death? Number two, what is the next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.